have an entire team of church coming together and worshiping right here.
Right here is the rotunda of the Texas State Capitol building in Austin.
There's nothing more important that we could be doing than this right here, worshiping and praying in the middle of the Capitol.
2 years after conservative activists turned critical race theory into a right-wing rallying cry, the fight has shifted.
They redefined marriage, they redefined sex, they redefined gender, and we cannot think straight!
A fringe Christian movement is on a mission to take control of what its followers call the seven mountains of American society.
And I don't care what it looks like right now, the United States of America will glorify God.
It's a revival of a long simmering quest to remake the nation based on biblical teachings.
This was a kind of sleeping giant.
If they see this as a holy war that's going to usher in Jesus Christ again, then all bets are off.
And for some families in Texas, the rhetoric,
there is an evil agenda,
has become all too real.
We will start with public comment.
Last summer, in the midst of this political fight, a mom stood in front of her local school board and told a shocking story.
A younger teaching generation has been pushing that our kids can be any gender they want to be.
She said a high school English teacher had convinced her child to change genders.
They told him I rejected him because he wanted to be female. This was so far from the truth.
But when the team behind the Peabody Award-winning Southlake podcast looked into this mom's allegation,
the story she told is absolutely the truth upside down.
We found a transgender child just wanting to be heard.
I wish she would stop, but she doesn't. Listen.
A mother determined to put God first.
What she wrote me was, God made Ren the way God wanted Ren, and I answered back exactly.
And a 27-year-old teacher caught in the middle.
I broke down crying in the hallway. And I think it was tears not out of sadness, not out of being mad, just terrified.
From NBC News Studios, this is Grapevine, a new 6-part series about faith and power and what it means to protect children in an American suburb.
I broke down.
I cried.
Because before that moment, there was hope.
First 2 episodes available now. To listen, go to the link in the description or search Grapevine and follow the podcast.
You can live out your MasterChef dreams when you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Visit Angie.com. You can do this when you Angie that.